Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD and iHeart and wherever you downloaded us from. Thanks for downloading us. This is Podcast 896A, the podcast where we not only give you the latest medical news, but really what it means for you, what you can do to make yourself healthy, live at the top of your curve till very near the end, maybe till the longevity disruptor takes hold and you live much longer and much healthier because you've taken the advice and done something about it. A liver disease. What are the top stories? A liver disease you never heard of is putting 25 million Americans' lives at risk. You have heard of that if you've been on, listen to the show, non-alcoholic steatorrheic hepatitis and what you can do about it. I'm going to take a sip of coffee right now because coffee is one of the best things you can do for it. We'll get to back to what else you can do. Tonsillectomy risks may outweigh benefits. 500,000 Americans undergo tonsillectomy every year. Should they? Excuse me. The ascension of cauliflower. Why is cauliflower now so popular? It's becoming a billion-dollar market. Having more kids is linked to heart disease risk in mothers. What should you do about that? That's an important one. The Pegan Diet. What you need to know about the combination of the paleo and vegan mashup and why I believe it causes dementia. Long waits under the VA's private health program. What can you do if you're a veteran to short-circuit this? We'll get to all those stories, plus disrupted sleep cycles linked with mood disorders and much more in this episode of You, the Owner's Manual, News of the Week podcast, and hopefully you'll rate us as well. First story, disrupted sleep cycles are linked with mood disorders. People who have disrupted sleep cycles or less variation in their activity levels around the clock may be more likely to have depression, develop bipolar disorders, and other mental health issues. This study of 91,000 participants in Great Britain who agreed to wear accelerometers, that's like wearing a pedometer, but it shows you exactly how much you're moving, in for 1 week in 2013-14, and completed mental health surveys a few years later. Researchers focused on the so-called relative amplitude, or how much people's activity levels varied between their busiest and their least busy or most restful cycle of the 24 hours. And what did they find? Well, this is really interesting. People with the greatest variations had the least mental disorder, whereas those with the least variations, that is for each one quintile reduction in relative amplitude, was associated with a 6% higher lifetime risk or of depressive disorders, 11% of bipolar, and 2% of mood instability. So what does this mean? It means that what you should do is get up and be as vigorous as possible at some times, and at other times be as quiet as possible, because that's associated with about a 44% lower overall risk of one of those major mental dysfunctions. So the message is, be active when you can be, and sleep well if you can do it when you can't be. A liver disease you've never heard of, putting 25 million lives at risk. Adults in their 40s and 50s are getting diagnosed with stage 3 or 4 liver cirrhosis, even though they never consumed alcohol to excess and have never felt any symptom. What's the disease? It's non-alcoholic steatorrheic hepatitis, or NASH, N-A-S-H for short. It doesn't come from drug use or alcoholism. It comes, or sexual contact even, or contaminants or viruses. Rather, it's from eating and having too much fat stored in your liver disease. That develops inflammation. That develops fibrosis or scarring of your liver and leads to end-stage liver disease and hepatitis. And whereas it was in 0% of the population in 1980 and 1% in 1990. It went to 10% in 2002 and now is 35% of the population is thought to be at risk for this end-stage liver disease. What can you do about it? Well, it's basically, it is getting thinner and adopting a healthier diet and exercising and managing stress. It's the things we talk about. You don't want to need liver transplantation, which is the therapy or treatment for this. You want to stop it early, which is getting thinner. And you can read a book called Skinny Liver, written by my coworker here at the Cleveland Clinic, Kristen Kirkpatrick. Skinny Liver teaches you all those drugs, all those foods to eat that help you get rid of it. And believe it or not, coffee, my favorite food, is one of the best. So Skinny Liver, and that's a great book. And one of the challenges, the author of this article says, is getting people to understand just how vital it is to do a fairly strict diet of no sugar and to exercise, because it is those things that are key. The next story is vaping by kids seems to have stabilized. That is at around 15%. But part of the reason is no one asked about Juul devices. So 15% of 6th to 12th graders are apparently using a e-cigarette or vaping device sometime in the previous 30 days. And it seems to be about the same level as 2 or 3 years ago, but that's because no one's asking about these Juul, J-U-U-L, devices that look like a thumb drive, but are really much more significant in causing problems. Don't think they're as innocuous as a thumb drive or even as cigarettes. They may be much more hazardous to health. So we hope that using e-cigarettes is stabilized or down, but it still is worrisome. Next is the FDA recalls a heart device used by the Cleveland Clinic, University Hospitals, and many others. This is a HeartMate 3, I don't know an action step for it, just that if you have had a HeartMate 3, talk to your doc about whether you should get something changed with it to avoid the serious consequences that the FDA is concerned about. Prostate cancer survival odds are worse for smokers, including vapers. This is 22,000 men who had prostate cancer, were followed for at least 6 years, and compared to men who had never smoked, current smokers were 40% more likely to have tumors return after treatment and 89% more likely to die from the cancer. Give up smoking. Whether you've got prostate cancer or not, best thing you can do for your health, for most of us, is to give up smoking and learn to manage stress, and because they are related. That's a large reason why people smoke. Next story that I want to cover is long waits are under the VA private health system. What should you do? You should ask the person you're scheduling with if you can help them schedule or do the schedule yourself, because the VA system has been taking as long as 70 days to do scheduling. And then after it does scheduling, you got to wait to see the doc. So see if you can do it yourself. That may be the best move you could make. Next story on this is that the FDA is reporting there have been 12 deaths from intragastric balloons. What's an intragastric balloon? Well, it is a device where you swallow a balloon and you get it filled up with liquid. So you get full faster, and that full faster helps you lose weight. The problem is there seems to be a serious side effect of these. They get twisted or twist your stomach or something. It's not clear why people are dying with them, but they are dying in small numbers with these devices. That's also true of moms who have more kids. And what's the message? The more kids you have, the higher your risk of heart disease. And it's especially true once you get above 5 kids. And apparently moms take care of the kids, don't take care of themselves, are stressed out by the kids. If you have kids, you know that you're stressed out by kids. Worry about them. Worry about what's happening with them. And so having more kids is linked to heart disease risk in moms. So the message is, if you have more than one kid, even if you have one kid, start to make sure you do things to take care of your own health. Make sure your cholesterol is checked, your blood pressure, your fasting blood sugar, keep your weight in line, and help yourself manage stress, and don't smoke at all. The Pegan Diet. What's the Pegan Diet? Pegan is a combination of paleo and vegan. What's the problem with it? Well, the saturated fat in it, whether coconut oil or whether red meat, has carnitine, lecithin, and choline with it, and those things change the bacteria to cause inflammation in you, and the coconut oil lets that inflammatory mediators go across your blood-brain barrier, at least in the animal model. That accelerates dementia. You don't want brain dysfunction. Don't go paleo. Don't go pegan. And if you're going to go pegan, make sure it is with healthy fats only and healthy vegetables only. Remember, this diet could be that French fries could be a large part of this diet. Don't have them. If you will, mainly plant food and mainly that you prepare yourself with healthy oils. The ascension of cauliflower is one of those healthy foods. It's now almost a $1 billion market. You can buy a pizza crust made of cauliflower rather than white flour and rather than wheat flour, and you get 1/4 the calories only. And in fact, you get a much healthier food. Cauliflower does have these anti-cancer benefits. Make sure it isn't combined with other things. So you can now get it at, California Pizza Oven. You can get a pizza on a cauliflower crust. But remember, light on the cheese, heavy on the vegetables. But it is a much healthier form of bread and pizza crust and other crusts. The rice industry is feeling jealous when you say, I've got cauliflower rice. They say, it ain't real rice. And they're suing the cauliflower industry to stop it. Suicide rates are rising in nearly every state. Remember, there is a suicide prevention hotline. Use it if you feel you need to have someone talk to you about it. Call friends, get help, and especially for your friends, get help. There is no, living is much better than dying in just about every case. Depression in older people tends to be more severe and more difficult to treat. One of the ways to treat it is with exercise. Another study this week showed that if you walk fast enough to sweat, that's even better than just walking. But remember, just walking is important. Our lead story is the next one. 530,000 children a year in the United States have a tonsils or adenoids removed. And they followed these people for 30 years. 1.1 million people in Danish children under age 9 who had tonsillectomies or didn't, born between 79 and 99, followed them for up to 30 years. And what they find, the long-term risks in chronic lung disease, chronic other diseases, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and abnormal breathing, sinusitis, or ear infections was greater in those who had their tonsils or adenoids taken out. apparently the tonsils and adenoids are lymphatic tissue, are a part of the immune system, and they help long-term in keeping you healthy. So we don't know whether the long-term, whether the short-term benefits are worth the long-term risk. This is something to discuss diligently with your doc if your child is proposed to have a tonsillectomy or adenoidectomy. So, top stories, a liver disease you've never heard of can be combated with tobacco, with coffee, exercise, and eating healthy. Tonsillectomy's risks may outweigh the benefits. Check with your doctor and choose cauliflower when you're getting a slice of bread or pizza crust. And those are the top news stories of the week and what they mean for you. Thanks very much for downloading. Hopefully you'll rate us. Darren, thanks very much for great engineering along with Ben. And especially thank you for downloading us. And hopefully you'll come back next week. Do listen, by the way, every week to the guest segment. They're great guests. Next week we have a spectacular guest talking about Lyme disease. Hopefully there'll be great news of the week as well to tell you about. Thanks again.